good morning, good afternoon. I have no idea what time it is. It could be evening when you're hearing this broadcast, because this isn't radio on radio. It's radio on the internet. It's radio on Galganov.com. I'm Howard Galganov, broadcasting to you live from, well, Canada, a little bit northwest of Montreal, a little bit perhaps southeast of Ottawa. And it's a gorgeous day today. It's going to rain. I worked all day. I worked all day scraping out the horse paddock. It's about half an acre, and it's a lot of work. I started yesterday, finished around noon today, and it really felt good. I'm 68 years old. I'm doing the kind of work that a lot of men half my age couldn't do or wouldn't do, and that's very fulfilling. I wrote today about all this nonsense, you know, about getting rid of Trump, the never-Trumpers, and all the people who want to impeach the president, the people who call him treasonous. But I also wrote about Ocasio, the woman who's going to become a New York congressperson. I'd say congressman, but I guess congresswoman. And she's a genius. I hear her speak. I just wish that the Democrats can find another 100 just like her. She's never done a damn thing that I'm aware of. She's worked as a barmaid. There's nothing wrong with working as a barmaid or a bartender. I'm sure she put her tips in her pocket and didn't contribute to the IRS, which means that she didn't contribute to the social framework of the United States of America, because most leftists, they want you to give with your money, not with their money. They want to tell you how to spend your money. They don't want you to tell them how to spend their money. And she graduated, apparently, from university with a degree in international politics or something like that, except what she knows about international politics, well, you can fill a thimble with her knowledge. She knows squat. She also knows nothing about economics, like nothing. But she knows how to hate Trump, and she knows how to be a communist. I was going to say socialist, but that's a very polite way. It's actually a euphemism for communism. Socialism is communism, so don't let anyone con you that it's anything else. But communism is about taking your money, or not, you know, just someone taking your money, but the government taking your money to give it to somebody else who hasn't worked for it. That's who she is. That's who Bernie Sanders is. That's who they all are. Anyone who claims to be a leftist or a socialist, they're communists. They want you to work hard, like I did today and yesterday, and then they want to take away the fruit of your labor, the rewards of your labor, to give to somebody else who didn't get off their ass. Because that's what communism is all about, and that's why it's failed. Wherever socialism slash communism has been tried anywhere in the world, it's been a massive failure. Unlike the United States of America, and to some extent Canada, where you're rewarded for your hard work, and you get to keep a whole bunch of your money for the work that you've done and the risks that you've taken. People like Sanders, people like Ocasio, they don't work hard. Well, they talk a lot. They go to rallies and they gin up the folks, but they don't do squat. They don't do a damn thing. All they want to do is tell you how to live your life with your money that they want to take a whole bunch away from anyways. It's going to be interesting. The more they keep turning on Donald Trump, now with the Playboy bunny or whatever she was, the more Trump just gets stronger. People like me look at all the other folks who pile on to do whatever they can to diminish, demean, and to harm Trump. And I just look at Trump and I say, well, keep going. Because as far as I'm concerned, he's the man. He really is the man. Anyways, I'm Howard Galganov. This is radio on Galganov.com. As I like to say, there's no CRTC, there's no FCC. There's just you and me, the way radio really, really ought to be. And until the very next broadcast, you have a great, great day.